You're listening to Dance Tips Daily. This is the podcast that provides a short and sweet daily routine to help you reach your dance dreams. I'm your host, Dani Albertina, and I read to you, with the author's permission, articles, blogs, and excerpts that equipped you to dance forward with perspective, confidence, strategy, and style. As a dancer, choreographer, and educator who's twirled through the highs and lows of this career, I'm passionate about curating information that inspires and improves the quality of dancer life. My mission is to highlight those who make our industry a brighter place by sharing their unique light and fighting for what is kind and right. DTD amplifies the voices of creatives who help you and me become a more well-rounded and grounded artist. I believe that daily routines have the power to transform into daily habits, and daily habits have the power to transform big dreams to reality. If you do too, and are ready to spend a little time growing a little more, little by little each day, let's dance in. This is episode number 453, featuring Denise Caston Clark, Says Who. It's November 27th, 2021, and we have a self-love Saturday tip for you here at Dance Tips Daily. Let's dance on into Denise's blog. We very often tell ourselves things to make us feel better. It can help us cope with being content in the moment, or it can stifle our ambition to achieve new heights or try something new. I'm too old to become a director. I'm starting too late. I'll never be an actor. I should have pursued this 20 years ago. You have to ask yourself who is telling you these things. Mostly, it's you. Others don't get to decide whether you're too old or too late. Make art, whether it's in your living room or at a Netherland theater. Seek out the best sources and guidance. Don't stop. Past regrets and bumps in the road do a great job of getting in our way. Use the good stuff as fuel and ignore the rest. Thanks so much to Miss Denise Caston Clark for giving us permission to share her short and sweet blog with y'all today. To learn more on her or check out her blog, check out our show notes below as there's a hyperlink there. The present truly is a present that we'll never be able to get back. Unless we figure out some way to teleport or time hop, and if you do, please let me know. I got a few places I'd like to go. Anywho, let's take her advice as our Saturday self-love challenge today, using the good stuff as fuel and ignoring all the rest. That's your short and sweet tip for the day. I hope you enjoyed, and as always, happy dancing. Thanks for listening today, and tune back in tomorrow for more short and sweet dance tips. If you're looking for a deeper dive, check out the bonus episodes released the first of every month where I interview those in our field who keep our industry moving and grooving. If you're looking for a little extra direction with dancing towards your dance dreams, head to our website where you can find your free goals planner or daily challenge tracker. If you like or don't like what you're hearing, please dance those fingers across your keyboard and give DTD a rating or review so we know how to best serve you. Until tomorrow, happy dancing.